Welcome to the Key Point Review audio tapes for modern real estate practice. Together, we'll be reviewing crucial points from each chapter of your textbook. It's an easy way to reinforce the wealth of new material you're covering in your real estate education.
Chapter 11, Real Estate Contracts. Our review of contract law will take us through various types of contracts, their essential elements, and the topics of performance and default. We'll also review some of the more common forms of real estate contracts. Remember that a contract is a voluntary agreement between legally competent parties to do or to refrain from doing some legal act. It must be supported by consideration.
An express contract is one in which the parties express their intention in words, either written or spoken. In an implied contract, the parties show their intention by their actions. Recall the difference between unilateral and bilateral contracts. The key to the difference is in how many promises are made. A bilateral contract has two promises. A real estate contract is an example of a bilateral contract. The seller promises to sell and the buyer promises to buy. Essentially, one promise is given in exchange for another. A unilateral contract has only one party making a promise. An option agreement is an example of a unilateral contract. In this case, an owner is required to sell only if a purchaser decides to exercise his or her right of option. Contracts can also be described as executed or executory. In an executed contract, both parties have fulfilled their promises and their obligations have been completed. A contract is called executory when something remains to be done by one or both parties. A real estate sales contract is called executory during the time between signing and closing. When it's closed, it becomes an executed contract. Don't confuse these terms with the other use of the word execute, which means to sign a document. It's also important for you to be able to determine if a contract is valid, void, voidable, or unenforceable. A valid contract is one that is legally sufficient and has all the essential elements we'll be discussing in a few minutes. A void contract has no legal effect. A contract to perform an illegal act, for example, is void. A voidable contract appears to be valid, but one or both parties can avoid their legal responsibilities. Voidable contracts can be based on fraud, misrepresentation, or another reason for which the law will give relief to one or more parties. A voidable contract is considered valid until some action is taken to rescind it. Finally, an unenforceable contract is one which again appears to be valid, but neither party can force the other to perform. For example, an oral contract for the sale of real estate is legal and can be closed upon, but if either party wants to back out, the other has no legal recourse. We'll talk more about unenforceable contracts when we review the statute of frauds.
The essential elements of a contract are just that, essential. These elements are offer and acceptance, consideration, legally competent parties, and consent. Offer and acceptance are often referred to as a meeting of the minds or a mutual assent. This means that a person called the offeror makes an offer that's accepted by the offeree. The offer must be definite and certain. When an offer is made, the offeree has three choices: to accept the offer, to reject the offer, or to make a counteroffer. If accepted, the offeree must perform according to the exact terms of the offer. If the offeree changes any of the terms of the original offer, such as the price, then it constitutes a counteroffer and terminates the original offer. Also, not only can an offer be terminated by a lapse of time, but the offeror can withdraw an offer any time prior to receiving notice of its acceptance. The second essential element is consideration. Something of legal value must be given to make the contract binding. The courts do not inquire into the adequacy of consideration, however. All that's required is that the parties agree on the consideration. The parties to a contract must be legally competent. In order to have legal capacity to enter into a binding contract, a person must have reached the age of majority, which is 18 years old in most states. He or she must also have the mental capacity to understand the nature of his or her actions. A contract entered into by a minor, for example, is voidable by the minor. A contract entered into by a person who has been judged insane is void. Finally, the parties must enter into a contract freely and willfully. This is reality of consent. A contract can be considered void or be voidable by the injured party if it's based on a mistake of fact, fraud, misrepresentation, undue influence, duress, or menace. Most contracts are assignable unless the contract itself prohibits assignment. Either party can assign rights and obligations to a third party who is called the assignee. To be specific, an assignment is a transfer of rights or duties under a contract. Performing a contract by novation means to substitute a new contract in place of the original. A breach of contract occurs when one of the parties violates any of the terms or conditions of the contract without a legal excuse. Normally, there are provisions in the contract for these events. For example, if a seller defaults, the buyer may sue for specific performance, which means that the seller can be sued to force compliance unless the contract specifies otherwise, or the buyer could sue the seller for damages. If the buyer defaults, the seller can sue for damages or sue for the purchase price. A contract may contain a liquidated damages clause, however. Liquidated damages are an agreed-upon sum which will serve to compensate one party if the other defaults. Often earnest money deposits are identified as liquidated damages.
Now let's take a look at some of the various types of real estate contracts. A listing is an employment agreement whereby a seller gives a broker certain authority to sell property. The real estate sale and purchase agreement is the most important document in a real estate transaction because it sets out all of the terms and conditions to which the parties have agreed. We mentioned an option contract a few minutes ago when we defined it as a unilateral contract. In this case, a seller, the optionor, gives the potential buyer, the optionee, the right to buy or lease property at a stated price and terms within a specified period of time. The optionee pays a fee for this right. Again, it's considered a unilateral contract because the seller has promised to sell, but the buyer has not promised to buy. The buyer has the right to either exercise the option and purchase the property or simply let the option expire. Land contracts have several names, including contracts for deed, installment contracts, and installment land contracts. In this type of transaction, the buyer, called the vendee, takes possession and makes payments directly to the seller, called the vendor, who retains legal title. The buyer now has equitable title, and all the rights and obligations of ownership, such as taxes, insurance, and maintenance, but the buyer will not receive a deed or legal title until all or an agreed-upon portion of the purchase price has been paid. As a real estate agent, it's obviously important for you to understand the specific rights and obligations created by the contracts you are using.